So good evening. Welcome to our Friday evening class together. A few announcements before Geshe-la gets here. We've requested Geshe-la to review the homework at the start of each class, and he may call on us and ask us what we think the answers are. So we have an added incentive of making sure that we're on top of our homework assignments, and it gives us the opportunity then to see if we're clear and if our discussion group got it right, and if we need a chance to ask for clarification, Geshe-la will be addressing it. So it's very much a win-win, even if it can be a bit nerve-wracking. He said he'd call on me first, so. But we'll see how that goes. You know, we requested, sometimes Geshe-la remembers, sometimes he doesn't, so we'll see. If you have any questions that come up in your discussion groups, you can write them down and probably email's best. Email them. You can email them to Shanka if you want him to ask Geshe-la. You can post it to the basic program list and have other people from the class chime in and discuss. So let's use that e-list as a way to enhance the class, and we can continue to discuss throughout the week. And we also discussed perhaps setting up a video chat for students who wanted additional discussion time outside of the class. It would definitely help to have another person who would like to be the one who kind of turns on the video, invites people to join in, and kind of holds that area, just that one responsibility for the class. So if anybody really likes that idea, talk to me or Shanka. In response to the discussion group feedback that Shanka had requested last week, we've decided to try a couple things. One thing is to help divide into smaller groups, because really a group of 2 to 5 max is ideal for discussion. And so tonight I'll use one of my middle school bag of tricks, and I'm going to, right after Geshe-la leaves, have everybody count off. And then I'll send you by your number into a small group. And that also has the added plus of there was some feedback about it would be nice to have some rotating in the groups so that it doesn't feel like you have to be in the same group every week and you're only hearing a certain person's view. You know, you're getting lots of different views from the class. And Geshe-la, that's why Geshe-la likes group discussion, is you're hearing lots of different people's understanding of what's been said. If anybody's having trouble, is anybody having trouble finding the materials online? Okay, so the link to find the basic program materials is just use our Kanapa Center website, kanapa-center.org, and then it's /basic-program-materials. So basic program materials with dashes in between the words. And just tag that on to the end of kanapacenter.org and you'll find it. We didn't put a public link to it because we wanted this to be private for the basic program registered students, so that's why it's a little hard to find. So /basic-program-materials. The volunteer opportunities for helping run the class, don't forget when you go to that page, there's an Excel spreadsheet that Shanka set up for signing up to help with the water bowls, the Sangha drinks, audio if Brian's been very reliable, but if he's not here, to cover for that. So we need everyone checking that. Most everyone here has already volunteered for more than one opportunity, but I noticed that we have 27 students registered and only 7 have signed up at all on the sheet. So if Shanka and I just see there are people who aren't signing up, we will have to start putting in names. And then you have to trade with somebody if you can't fulfill the requirements that we've put you down for. But it's just the service is part of the class. So thank you to everyone who is signed up. For the 7 students who signed up, they've taken on 27 spots. So that's an average of about 4 volunteer jobs they've taken on already. So that's incredibly generous of them. So thank you. Any issues for me? I think Geshe-la is probably here or about here.
Gosum gupe gone chak telo ngushami chu chu chi malubu tome ne sa di tu tom che sha ke morge wa
Suchi, Dagi Chishin, Jimmy, Sonam, Jim, Jola, Penji, Sanjim, Drobarsho, Sanjim,
Chodan, Soki, Chognamla, Jangchu, Bardu, Dagni, Kapsuchi,
Dagi Chishin, Jimmy, Sonam, Jim,
Jola, Penji, Sanjim, Drobarsho,
Sanjim,
Chodan, Soki, Chognamla, Jangchu, Bardu, Dagni, Kapsuchi,
Dagi Chishin Jibbe Sunam Ji Drola Pinchu Sangye Drupashu
Kangye Yadu Zen Yeso Ne Dawa Tam Jem Pong Pesha Tam Pesha Ne Den Zen Pong Kodam Jem Tam Chon Zen Lo Nide Shem Kodam Na Kwa Shem Shem Kangye Zen Yen Jabe Lo Tam Mo Zan Ne Yasa Pe Na Ne Me Lan Chun De Yen Lo Lo Chun De La Me Mo Tam Mo Ndi Shem Ma Te Shem Tam Yen Tum Ma Ni Shem De Ma Chi
Maybe like 5 minutes silent meditations. Oh, 5 minutes. Good evening. Welcome back to the class, attended class. Shukila, where we stop? Jumba salam jin namsha salam jin namsha nesa So under the Vibhasika sections, now here, Salam Jin Namja, Sa knows the ground, Lam that path, Namja this presentation of ground and path. So that will explain based on these two points. The first one is what you call Pangja means abandonment. Pangja means abandonment. If the sun is bothering, so you can close the window. If the sun is bothering, okay. So for him, if the sun is bothering, he can close. No. So Pangja is like abandonment. So Rungushiva was the actual presentation of ground path. Diva is obscurations. Diva means obscurations. How do you say obscurations? Obscurations, yeah. Diva is in here. So Nimoche means like afflicted. Obscurations mainly refer to the negative minds, okay? So, Nimoja Mayimbe Diva, non-obscuration, like the non-afflicted obscurations, how they translate?
Deluded and non-deluded obstacles?
Yeah, so, or you can choose, there's some choice. Not 100 choice, there's I think 2 choice. Diluted or non-diluted. There's like, obscurations has 2 kind. One is like diluted, means refers to, not a tendency, but like tendency they led by, left by, afflicted mind. So that afflicted refers to afflicted mind. That's diluted, non-diluted, that the seed and the tendency, Imujimambhidiva. So the first one obscure you to achieve liberations. Second one obscure you to achieve enlightenment. No, enlightenment. This can you then read for the red?
Yeah.
Diluted and non-diluted then?
Yeah. There is no designation for obstacles to omniscience.
No, that's too long translation. That's too long. Tibetan word called Shidib. That's it. Shidib. So that's like English like nice.
There is no designation for obstacles to omniscience.
Oh, that's... There's no designation for obscurity, for enlightenment. So what that is, they don't call that, but that's what it is. Second one, that's what it was. Second one, non-diluted. That's what it was, but they don't call. They call diluted or non-diluted. But the second one is the same thing as like
obstacles to omniscience.
Yeah, obstacle omniscience. That's the synonym, but they don't call it because they have problem with the terms. They have problem with the terms. Huh? They have problem with the word, the level. They don't like that level, so they don't use. They have problem with the level. So, Shri Tanya Meva, you know. So, also now then at the second, I think I'll just explain because. As I will explain, the first one asks you to obtain liberations. The mainly asks you or kind of like holds you back to achieve liberations, mainly. Second one mainly holds you back from achieving enlightenment. So, now the example of the first one. There must be different. If someone calls jail, so you know, then you say, no, probably you, oh, somebody's calling me. No, somebody's calling, that's it, somebody calling me. Maybe they may have some gift to give me. Some kind of gift, you know. Could be anything, sometimes. If somebody's very calling you very gently, you know, like with a tune, so I'm not sure how you call with the tune. So then you know, then you say, oh, somebody calling me, no, calling me. Or then you have this like notion of self, notion of self. If somebody's you know kind of like screaming at you, somebody's kind of like yelling at you, then you know there's like notion of self is much more powerful than different. So that moment in this text, not here in the text, it says that moment there you kind of like notion of yourself is like very independent. It's nothing to do with your body. The five aggregates is like very independent. So that one is called deluded. This one is called deluded. I want to chill out. No, I want to rest. No, I want to do this, that. No, that I do exist. Otherwise, no, there's no way you can get enlightenment. So I want to do this, I want to do that, I don't know, like that. So then if you analyze properly, there should be, you know, there must be difference. Somebody's yelling at you, somebody's screaming at you, somebody calling you, you know, liar, or somebody calling you something like negative. Then you have notion of self, but that's much more powerful than it's like very independent self. That's what you feel. So that is not, that does not exist. Does not exist. So then anything that builds on that is, it's not reliable. It's not reliable because the base is like just, base is not exist. The base doesn't exist. So then so much you build on that is no, it's also not reliable. No. So more likely people will build something negative there. So that one is called deluded, not deluded. Okay, so when I say I'm not feeling good, that's not like that. You do have notion of, you know, like sense of self, but it's not like separate from your aggregate. You know, so I'm not feeling good, I have a headache, but you do have sense of self, but it's not like totally separated from your aggregate, right? Or my hand hurts. Then you have sense of self, but that's not like completely independent from aggregate. So that self does exist. When somebody says you are a liar, then you know that's like very strong, much stronger. Not just that, then also top of that, you know, so that's like independent, nothing to do with, you know, aggregate. It's just independent, something solid. So then the mind that perceiving, apprehending that is deluded. That's deluded. then everything based on that, you know, then that's like no good. So that's called, that's the like example of religion, okay? But now I think probably, I'm sure they use a lot of fancy words. Can you read that? What is it?
Deluded obstacles act chiefly as obstacles to the attainment of liberation. Oh, sorry, you already said that. The next sentence. Examples of the first are a conception grasping a self-supporting or substantially existent person.
Yeah, so you see, that's what it means. I just explained. That's what it means. So, so whether you understand the word or not, so that's what the meaning is. It's like solid, strong, independent. That's what it means. So then, you know, that like strong sense of, you know, this sense of the strong sense of self. Then if that self produce, if that because of this strong sense of self, if you are not clear about the situation, that's called ignorance. Or you may say something because you don't know the situation, because you simply don't like them, what they say, you know, then not analyzing, then there's ignorance. There are three poison. Then anger, of course, anger, then attachment, all of that. Then, not just that, with the seed. So there should be different seed and tendency, sabhe, bhaksha. Generally speaking, they are synonym. When you talk about tendency and seed, these are different, you know. Generally speaking, tendency, seed, are not much difference, you know. When you talk about or seed of delusions, and seed of delusion, seed of tendency of delusion, then there's a big difference. So when you achieve like the path beyond learning, in there's a 15th. But you remember, we only talk about that. There's 15 set of path. The 5 set of path, first one belongs to the header. Second set of 5 path belongs to Rangjal, or Self-Realizer. Self-Realizer, that's the name, just name, Self-Realizer. Then the last 5 set of path belongs to Mahayana. So each path, the last one's called path beyond learning. In that path, no more to learn, because you will achieve that path. In that path, does not mean generally speaking, you still have things to learn, but in that, you know, so, when you are graduated, so that you reach the path beyond college life, or there is no more learning. I'm not sure whether you learn or not. So technically it's called no more learning. So no more path beyond learning or no more learning. So when you reach that, you know, the first 5 set of the path that belongs to, associate with, hair, when you reach the last one, the path beyond learning, then you become arhat, not arya. You already become arya. When you reach the path of seeing, you become arya. It means you already saw now emptiness directly. Whoever, monks, nuns, lay people, you know, you become arya being. So then after that, you know, path of meditative, like continuously, you know, making progress on our emptiness. So then right after that path beyond learning, so then you are become arhat. Arhat. So then you cease delusions. You cease delusions with the seeds. With seeds, but not the tendency. Not the tendency. See, now there, then why that's different, and there, so now you have to make distinguish between seed of delusion and tendency of delusions. You do cease delusions together with the seeds. That means you will never have negative mind at all. You will never have negative mind again, because the seed is gone. It's like the seed, the corn seed, does not have beginning. When you burn, finish. You know, this seed will not produce more seeds or more corn. It's finished. It's burned. But the beginning, you know, part is like, I'm not sure where it come from. So when you pick one seed of corn seed, you have no idea where it come from. But when you burn, then it's the end of the seeds. So you seize that delusion mind with the seed, means no more seeds, no more sprout, no more fruit, it's finished. So that means, then after that, no more negative mind. But the tendency is there, such as like, you know, if you, when you're walking on the path, you know, so say you like to climb a rock, you like to sing a song, you like to dance, you know, probably you may still dance when you become arhat, you still dance, still sing a song, still may climb mountains. These are tendency related to the body. So then probably tendency to relate to the mind, you know, could be different things. Does not mean that you are not liberated from samsara, even though when you look at them, it looks like, oh, he loves to climb mountains, but he's already liberated from samsara. That's like, you know, that's the tendency, okay? Tendency, the kind of result of tendency related to the body, result of tendency related to the mind. The body such as so dancing, singing, you know, climbing tree, or breaking the big branch, or sculpting, walking with the big tools, you know. All of that could happen, still happen, even though you become arhat. Therefore, you know, the stripe of the tiger is outside, is visible, you can see. The stripe of the people is hidden inside. That means you can't judge. No, you can't judge based on appearances, because their real appearance is hidden inside. No, you never know what they are. You know, maybe they're already liberated. So you are sitting here on the throne, maybe someone here already liberated. So you are deep in the samsara. Who knows? No, hard to say. No. So the point here, you know, so different. Generally speaking, there's no difference between tendency and seed. But when you become like specific, so then you seize the delusion with the seed, not tendency. So tendency you'll only seize tendency when you achieve enlightenment. So then there from seize everything. Then after that there will be no negative mind. But you know there's like some like I say dualistic appearances. There's like gross subtle will go all the way to the path, the tenth bhumi, the last bhumi. You don't have them, but you are not free from them. You already built the antidote for that, but you don't have them. Then when you're free from them, then you enlighten. So there's no, there's gross subtle, then there's all this, how that 10 bhumis, you know, listed the base on, there's no challenge, you know, of like dualistic appearances. Not seeing like true truth simultaneously, that's why that indicates that you are not free from dualistic mind. But you don't have the negative mind at all. You don't have any negative mind, because you already see them with the seeds long time ago. Then so much joy will, you know, begin. Then, you know, like there, that like when you become, when you reach the path beyond learning in the, either in the solitary realizer or hearer path, so then so much joy that you kind of get kind of drunk, you know, like not really, no, drunk is not a good word, but there's no, it makes sense. So then they probably live with that, you know, like eons and eons. So then enlightened being end up calling them, it's not the last stage that you are there. So, you know, time to do some work for sentient beings to reach enlightenment. So then, I'm not sure, probably some of you heard like long time ago in Tibet, or maybe sometime in India too. So somebody digging some ground, maybe for mining or whatever reason. So they found, you know, bodies with long, long hair, all the nails like round bodies. So in the common sense, then you see, you know, that person already died a long time ago, but somehow they blessed their body to remain there like long time. And like if you have clear voice, you can see them, unless other than that you will have no access to this kind of body. They could be remain in the cave, deep in the cave or maybe underground, you know, so then no death. But you know, but in the common, you know, in the public, so you know, they kind of like the people say, oh, he's dead, you know, but he's not really dead, you know, he's kind of bless his body to remain there. So that kind of story. So now the tendency of that mind, you know, mind, this the notion or sense of I, with the tendency, the mind that apprehends the self, totally independent from aggregate. And the tendency of that is now non-dual, non-deluded, that's the word it is. Pajada, Tiongi Jue, Simji Ningle, that was Tiongi, Simji Ningle, that was. So then I say, you know, Simji Ningle is now. What will that be? Like, what does they say in English?
For the second one?
Oh.
The examples of the second are the mental tendencies of the conception grasping a self-supporting or substantially existent person and the lack of mental clarity that arises due to these tendencies.
Lack of?
Mental clarity that arises due to these tendencies.
Lack of mental clarity. It's more like habit. It's not the clarity or unclear. It's more like habit. So what will that be? Habit of, you know, climbing rock, you know, playing piano. Maybe you could have a habit like that. What will that be when you talk about mind? Mind? Give me an example. But you don't have negative mind because you already cease negative mind with the seeds. But you have whatever that the translation said. So as I said, when you achieve arhat, you still climb mountain. You know, you still like to drive, you know, around, you know, you still like to go to see Christmas light. You still like to go to shopping, all of that could happen. So something like that to the mind, related to the mind, what will that be? Yeah, gossiping. Yeah, I think some are do gossip to talk about other people. They will be like same to the speech, same to the body, same to the mind. But is it possible to gossip for someone else without negative mind? It's very possible. Climbing rock, you don't have to have negative mind, right? Going to shopping, you don't have to have negative mind. You can go to shopping without negative mind. Yeah, you can eat food without negative mind. That's true, right? Is it true? Yeah. Can you say something? Can you talk about somebody without negative mind? Yeah, it is like it's not real dharma. So talking about somebody else, you know, so. So I think it's possible, you know, like same with the speech, you know, so either like screaming at somebody, you know, yelling at somebody, you know, but there's no, it's not really negative mind, it's just habit, you know, there's related to the speech, there could be there's something also related to the mind, you know, like anyway, so think about that, So now that, you know, so now that actual presentation of ground path. Okay? Tebasumji kansaji lam jesu ji cheba tebasum tebasumji kansaji lam jesu ji cheba de to nam de ji cheba de to cho. So there's why there's no three set of path, because these are differentiated between this three set of path, Mayana, soldier, realizer, hearer. This 15 set of path is based on the view, or based on meditation, based on challenge, based on like wish, or you could say dream, goal, based on goal, different goal, different challenge, different different set of meditations. That's how you distinguish between those three paths. Mayana, solitary realizer, hera, that's how you distinguish based on these three principal points. Meditations, challenge, then goal. Okay? Mayana goal is enlightenment. Solitary realizer goal is, you know, that's like their own path beyond learning. Then hera, this path beyond learning, each one have their goal, means each the last path up there in the set, the last one, their goal. So the challenge is different challenge. Oh. So now, then if you read now, it makes sense. Can you read that? So what? How they say? So that's the meaning. That's the meaning. So I'm not sure how to use this fancy language, but this is what it means. This is what it means. Oh.
Person.
As long as it makes sense, I think that's good.
Persons of the three vehicles have different ways of traveling the path. Those of the hearer lineage combine the view realizing the emptiness of a self-supporting or substantially existent.
Oh, that's good. So this one. Different way of traveling the path?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I like that, traveling the path. Oh, there was another lam jesu. Lam jesu, actually, yeah, so that's okay, like practicing the path. That's practicing the path. Traveling, you know, then like, oh, this becomes a little bit more complicated. Then you have to have like backpack, then you have to have... You have to have like what, energy bar, all kind of things, water, that's too much to carry. So practicing the path. Practicing the path. So this is like literally translation, lamdu could be not traveling, but actually here meaning is practicing. So when you are in like the first five set of path, first one is path of, you know, accumulations, then path of preparations, then path of seeing, then path of meditative, then path beyond learning, soklam jolam tolam golam milulam, path of preparations, then path of accumulations. Path of seeing, path of meditative, path beyond learning. So these are the, no, they're the same. For the same term that you use, first five associated with the hearer, second five set associated with the soldier realizer. Why is it called soldier realizer? Because when the enlightened beings, when they come to the world, they just leave. They are not dependent on enlightenment teachings. Enlightened beings teaching, they just leave. Whenever the enlightened being shows up, they just leave. They go further. So they, you know, they discover liberation by themselves. That's why soldier realizer. So they go some other place where there's no teachings, no Buddha, no enlightened beings in the human form. So they go there. So they just meditate. You know, they just meditate because they learn everything they had to learn. They learn. So then they just meditate, and going to the cemetery. They pick up one piece of bone and they say, where did it come from? It's come from, you know, death. Where does death come from? Aging. Where does aging come from? Then they go through 12 link. 12 link? Like two different orders. First, ignorance, karma, then consciousness, then goes, you know, that's called what it's called. That's the order. So then go the reverse order, means picking up or death, aging, then they go reverse way. Reverse. So that's how they liberate themselves. They are not depending on enlightenment teachings. You know, they just go there, you know, they just discover their liberation by through their own meditations. That's called solitary realizer. Accurate term is like probably could call self-realizer. Self-realizer, that's much better, you know. Then within self-realizer, there's two different kind. One, stay with the communities, practice with the communities. One does not stay with the communities. Then that's one's called solitary realizer. That's one's called solitary realizer. So, you know, if you want to be precise, the self-realizer, that's a better term. So within self-realizer, there's two kind. One, stay with the community, practice with the community. Another one, when there's community, they just disappear, you know. So they don't want any company. They don't want any company. probably they're American. I'm not sure. When you travel. So Americans, they travel alone, far beyond oceans. So then the second one's called solitary realizer, you know, Sirutabu Ranja. They are like rhinos. Rhino, they don't, you know, like as they engage with other communities, you know, the most of the time they just by themselves. So that's, you know, by the power is better called self realizer, Ranja. And then now you know why it's called self realizer, because they discover their liberation by themselves, you know. So they are not depending on any teachings at all. Then, the view or the wisdom that understands or wisdom that proves that, you know, this strong sense of self that is wrong, you know, strong sense of self, that the mind that apprehends this strong self when somebody's calling you a liar, or somebody screaming at you. So that strong sense of self, that mind that apprehends that, so they all, that's their job to prove that that's mistaken, that's wrong. So when you prove that through meditations, so then there's, you know, their version of emptiness, that you see their version of emptiness. Make sense? That's the view. As I said, that's, you could say view, that's like, that's exactly what it says in Tibetan, called tawa. Tawa means view. So that's what I said, is meditations, no? Meditations. Thinking, meditation means thinking about something, no? That's what meditation is. Meditation means thinking about something that you are not used to think about. Meditation means thinking about something that you are not used to think about. Trying to become familiar, no? So you are thinking about, oh, this strong sense of self. When somebody called me liar, so I'm analyzing that, how I sense that self. So then, you know, like, if you are suffering because of that, you know, then that generates ignorance, attachment, anger. Then you realize the very mind that's generating those pain is mistaken mind. So then you prove that through meditations. So then finally, then you prove that, oh, so this is completely wrong. So then that means you see you prove that mind is wrong, okay? So then it's that mind, object of that mind is empty. The object of that, you know, strong sense of self, that mind is clinging on, is empty. So when you see this empty, then you already prove that mind is mistaken. Is wrong. So that's the, you know, that's the view that you're walking on while you are in the first five set of path. No, first four. No, first four means first two, mainly two. First two, you're walking very hard to prove that mind is wrong. So now the sonam jitso chungu this. In the same time. Doing other kinds of practice, not just meditation. At the same time, doing other kind of practice, you know, such as not killing, not lying, all of that, okay? So nam so chumu da sum do de de che sum la so be par do kombar che ne si walk on that three lifetime, at least minimum three lifetime. So see, no reason to get discouraged. So if you don't get discouraged, if you don't see emptiness tomorrow, don't get discouraged. So three lifetime, part of generally speaking, does not mean everybody has to wait for three lifetime. It doesn't mean like that, you know. Generally speaking, says also the part of conversion, meditate on that three lifetime. So then you reach, you know, you achieve arahat, path beyond learning in that set of path. Okay, can you talk about yes? So now we'll see what the translation say.
Those of the hearer lineage combine the view realizing the emptiness of a self-supporting or substantially existent person with a small collection of merit, and after practicing for three lifetimes or more, attain small enlightenment.
Makes sense now? Makes sense? Is getting better or is getting worse? When you read the text after my explanation, is getting easier or is getting more complicated? So it's getting more complicated, so then I'm not sure what to do. So now here, like, collection of merit, what is this? Small?
Yeah, small collection of merit.
So there's like, there's two, if you remember. When you talk about collection of merit, there's like two. One is like collection of merit, another one is what you call? Yishikso, huh? Any merit that you generate thinking about emptiness in any set of path, emptiness of this and emptiness of that and emptiness of no man, any merit, positive energy you generated meditating on emptiness, so that's called Ishigutsu, the collection of wisdom merit, something like wisdom merit. Wisdom merit part is not the right term, but so what I'm trying to say here, like I'm trying to differentiate between collection of merit, that's tsok. Tsok literally means collections, or tsok, collection. Do you remember those two? Collection of merit, two type of collection of merit? Yeah, exactly, something like that. Merit of method or merit of wisdom, you could say that. So now the difference is, or like giving, like saving, protecting, not all of that, not that will create merit. So that produce, when you become enlightened, that produce rupakaya. Rupakaya, when you talk about kaya, three kayas, four kayas, that's the cause of rupakaya, okay? So anything that you meditate on, emptiness generated by positive energy or merit generated by thinking of emptiness, so that's the wisdom merit, that cause like dharmakaya. Dharmakaya. So that's why it's different based on the result of dharmakaya, okay? So that's two collection of merit. So one is mentioned here, not the second one. So I will just go ahead and explain. So if you see next time, there's another type of merit. So that means, you know, meditating on emptiness that, you know, create merit that become the primary cause for dharmakaya, chukku, the chukku. So then, within dharmakaya, there's two types of kaya. One is like called nirmana kaya. Am I like blowing up your head? Nirmana kaya. So within nirmana kaya, there's two. Within that, there's a four. Within that, there's six. No, just joking. Nirmana kaya. So in there, this is not a joke. There's two different kinds. The word is kind of complicated. You know, that's the only way to communicate. Actually, it's not that complicated. But word makes more complicated. Or make more sophisticated. More elegance. That's the only way, unfortunately, you know. So therefore, you know, sometimes, you know, like Dhamme Lujin, Namjugo Chitin. So when you achieve solitary realizers, when they teach, they don't talk. They don't use word. They don't use word. Because word distract the mind. So they don't use word. So we do know how to teach without word. We do know how to express without word. If somebody going like, maybe something, maybe headache or maybe not happy or whatever. So someone, so then you probably know that there's no word, you know probably there's some kind of pain. And when someone goes like, sorry. So Dhamma is Namji Gochi. So no, that solitary realize that they prefer to teach Dharma without word. Because word distract their mind. Huh? Word needs intentions, you know. Yeah, Shakyamuni Buddha said, "No, part of Nirvana could be there's teachings, that's teaching without word, you know." So that's the teaching of impermanent. Oh yeah, I probably I should stop here. So don't talking too much. Oh, this one about the combined change. You talk about change. Oh, the what is that? What change? What is that? Our SPC Sarah is hoping that I'll finish very soon. So you, no, I can't finish, but you will have better teacher who speak fluent English, very smart, and very clever. George, no, I think you will enjoy very much. So he, huh? Yeah. So you don't have to worry about words. So he'll speak perfect word. free from another challenge, try to figure it out, try to put it together. Then go, Sesun Aswaya Khunpa Chende Chanchi Thoba, Sesun Aswaya Pardu Khunpa Chende Chanchi Thoba, Sesun. Meditating as a, oh, generally speaking, oh, this will take, no, it will take 3 days to clean. It takes 3 days to clean, but could clean within 1 day. Make sense? 3 day job could finish within 1 day, but you say, oh, it takes 3 days to clean. When you estimate, oh, that will probably take 3 days to clean, but it could be done within one day. Generally speaking, 3 lifetimes, but no, could finish within one lifetime, no. There's like 3 lifetime job could be done in 1 lifetime. Not just 1 lifetime, but also no, 1 short degenerated lifetime. No, that could be like, that's exactly how Milarepa achieve enlightenment. No, not just 1 lifetime, like degeneration time. That means life span has no guarantee. There's no guarantee. So many, you know, like causes for death. So there's more risk here in the Western world, developed country, go to work, drive, you know, remote part of Nepal, small village. There's no unless you bump into somebody's head, you know, like person to person. So or maybe with a cow or maybe goat or like sheep or yak. So now the self-realizer path. That's how, like generally speaking, how long you walk to prove that mind is wrong. Take generally speaking 3 lifetimes to take that. So when you prove that, after that, so then after that. In like this, in the first set, second set, no, third set, all of them, so much problems is created by this mistaken mind, you know, about self. so much the negative mind has been created by that. So once you prove that mindset is wrong, automatically so many negative minds will cease. They have no opportunity to arise. So then after that, it's quite easy. You know? After that, it could be very quick, quite easy. Compared to that fast. You know? So then after that, you know, self-realize a path. So now that kind of covers the view, like how long it takes to prove that mindset is wrong, you know, in the higher path. So now the self-realize a path. Rantan is in the Tawa, the same. How long are they on? Rantan is in the Tawa, the same. So now just so ding the song to the Kaba Jala. So we have to come back in the Tawa, the same. So then it becomes harder and harder, you know. So then so self-realize a path. You walk for that like how many? 100 eons. Kavajja, 100 eons. Also, part of conversion, change dream to watch. That's how they achieve path beyond learning in in the self-realized path. That's how long it takes to reach the last path, the path beyond learning, like Kaba Jala Sobe. Then as I mentioned before, same, you know, like generally speaking, 100 eons, but could be done, you know, very short time. Kaba Jala Sobe, part of combat is changing to watch. Changzen Namji, Tendai Tawa Teji. So now this is, we should not forget that we are studying South Tantrika systems. This is in the South Tantrika systems. Okay? So please don't wear Madhyamanga hat. If you are wearing Madhyamanga hat, you will get confused. We are studying.
So this is
Vibhasika. Vibhasika. How long it takes. Yeah, so. But that might be not right, that's true, but you know, it will help you to understand like the system, whole system of this, you know, system of them in the mind-only school. It will help. So then the mind-only school system will help you to understand the Madhyamanga school. Then you know, your understanding of emptiness and everything improves. Without knowing the Vibhasika point of view, South Tantrika point of view, and Madhyamanga, the mind only school, you are not going to have good understanding of Madhyamanga point of view, of path, ground, emptiness, enlightenment, all of that. So this is all like technique to help you to understand, to lead you to a deeper understanding of enlightenment, emptiness, all of that. Diluted, non-diluted, all of them, you know, it's getting like subtle, okay? Make sense? Yeah.
According to this school, then, wouldn't it be smart, like, to go the hero path first, because then you're going to have some small enlightenment, which should cut down on the next path?
It sounds like that, yeah. It just sounds like that.
You can, like, use that strategy, like, okay, I'm going to do this first, because then I have some small enlightenment.
Yeah.
And then go to the next path.
Yeah, that's like individual choice.
Oh.
Yeah, that's individual choice, no. All sentient beings, there's too much to think. I just work for myself. Also, some people, they right from the beginning, they're, you know, just concerned about welfare of all living beings. So they choose Mahayana path.
But, I mean, one could lead to the other, right? So you could do this one, hoping that, well, if I have small enlightenment, I'll
be able to get along. That's a very good question. You choose, you know, according to your mindset, you choose. But once you choose, they say, okay, I probably this, you know, this kind of like higher path seems like very realistic, very suits my mind. Well, probably I will do that. So you go, you know, then you achieve path of preparation, then you achieve path of accumulation in that higher set. Then, you know, you could change your mind. Oh, maybe, you know, I want to go to Mahayana path. you go there. When you reach path of seeing in that, then more likely that you will not change your mind because now quite close. But enlightenment is going to be far away because once you, as I mentioned, once you achieve path of seeing, you are enjoying enjoying yourself without negative minds. Can you imagine that? So then after that, there's only path of material, then path beyond learning. When you reach that, then there'll be so much joy. So probably you spend like many, many eons there. So that's how the enlightenment gets far away. You could reach enlightenment, but you know, you just stay there for like many, many eons. In some case, enlightenment beings intentionally to wake them up. No, that's not the final stages, no, they don't stay there, no. So they have to intentionally wake them. Otherwise they could be there a long, long time. So when you reach part of seeing, this is a very good question, then you don't change your mind. So you could change your mind before that, no. So then after when enlightened beings calls you, then you enter into Mayana path. With less challenge because no, you have no negative minds. And the person who choose right from the beginning the Mayana path, they have more challenge. But they could get enlightened way before the you because you are just staying with this, you know, like bliss long time. So during that period of time, the one that could just achieve enlightenment.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Then bodhicitta would be the spark that keeps you going because without it you kind of get comfortable.
Yeah. So even with that, you know, somebody right from the beginning they choose Mayana path, maybe like they are so fired up with, you know, working for other sentient beings. So that mind could, you know, like then, not when you reach path of seeing, so then the path of preparation, even in the Mayana path, you could change your mind. For example, no, could change your mind because working for sentient beings is not that easy, right? You could change your mind. So then you could leave that path for good, then you could go to the Hera path. That happens. You know, path of preparation, there's like small, there's middle, then there's bigger, the big. When you reach the big one, probably you don't change mind. First two stages, there's risk you could change your mind. So the person who wrote the root text of the epistemology called Dignaga, he's living in the cave, and he's about to write this book, you know, book about Buddhist epistemology. Then he writes, because he lives in the cave, he writes homage on the wall, on the rock, and he goes to beg his food in the town. So each time, not in the rock, so he has like small piece of rock he has used like kind of like long time ago, like slate. Yeah, it's not like, but it's kind of like slate, but I'm not that good, you know, but you know, some rough rock, something. So he writes down homage, the books that he's about to write, and he's writing homage, you know. Then I don't remember the rest, but so he write this and he put it there, then he go to town to beg his food. So when he comes back, it's all erased. It's been having that number of times, you know, each time when he comes back it's all erased. So then one day he wrote, okay, don't erase, you know, if you have some question or some kind of debate, wait for me, I'll come back. So then one day when he come back, then there's one person with long hair. At that time, there are certain practitioners, they keep their long hair very long. Rapa means, you know, long. And it turns out there's somebody who don't like Buddhism, you know, Buddhist philosophy. So then they said, then when he come back, he was there. So then talk, you know, then he's saying that everything that you are doing is wrong. You know, what you're going to write is like useless. All of that. Then, you know, they're like probably arguing about view, like how the world has been created, how things function, all of that. You know, So then before that, it's very common at that time, very common, say, there's no money to bet. You know what the bet is like, path, or like your religion. That's what they bet. If I lose, I become. If that person is Hindu, you become Hindu. If that lose, that person become Buddhist. No, that's what you do. So they are arguing. Then they start to debate. All of a sudden, the person with the long hair got really, really angry. You can prove that you get angry, so that's the last thing we do. Or scream, or just leave. So then, all of a sudden, that person probably possesses some kind of power. All of a sudden, the fire comes from that person's mouth, burn like Dignaga's the rope a little bit. Dignaga didn't do anything. And Dignaga, you know, it broke his heart. So he said, I'm like practicing bodhicitta, so now I can help one sentient beings. How I can help like numberless sentient beings? That's like kind of like hypocrisy. So then he decided. Then he took this, you know, piece of slate. That, you know, he has like keep his writing like this homage of this, the root text of the epistemology called Tsemando Sutra epistemology, valid cognition. Then he holds this slate on his hand. And he said, I'm going to throw this in the space. When I hear the sound of the slate touching the ground, my bodhicitta is gone. I give up my bodhicitta. So then he's like, yeah, with sadness, not with happiness, no. So then he threw. And he just waited, you know, sadly waited. Then slate never come down. So then he looked it up, you know, he said, what's happening? He looked it up. The Manjushri is holding the slate. Say, write this text. It will benefit many, many living beings. So then there's the kind of history is, so then Manjushri probably threw the slate somewhere, landed in Tibet near Lhasa. Now you can probably go there, you can still see them. So then that's how all this debate course has been started. So now every year, I'm from Sera Monastery. There's a Drepung Ganden, is the one founded by Lama Tsongkhapa himself, Ganden Monastery, Drepung Monastery. Every year they get together for 1 month debate course. On this entire month, they're studying epistemology. So in Tibet, you know, so like they go to that place, you know, that place where the slate is landed. So there, you know, because of that. That omen or the sign, so the mind become more sharper there. So they know. So there's many stories. Then even some of the statue inside the monastery, and like kind of like, you know, like it's not made like this. No, it's not made like that. It's like this, but some of the statues kind of like. Like really listening, that debating, some of the statues like that. So see now, because of that, even though you are in the path of preparation, you could change your mind. So that's the example I'm just giving. So now, oh yeah, it depends on the individual. You know, some people they choose small path right from the beginning. Some people they choose big path, you know, according to their mental inclination. So, then you go, come on, so this is like Vibhasika school. Are we still in Vibhasika school? Vibhasika school. That's how they think. They're like three limitless eon in Mayana path. Three limitless eon, that's how you reach enlightenment. Meditate on that, try to prove that. Okay? Now, can you read that, man? Can you read that part then? See if you understand a little bit.
Those of the solitary realizer lineage combine the view realizing the emptiness of a self-supporting or substantially existent person with a middling collection of merit, and after practicing for 100 eons or more, attain middling enlightenment. Bodhisattvas combine the view realizing the emptiness of a self-supporting or substantially existent person with a great collection of merit, and after practicing for at least three countless great eons, attain great enlightenment.
So now here, great collection, middle collection, small collection, that's very much based on how much you do. You know, how much will that you have, will, like the hard power that you have to do, you know, how much, you know, so some people just keep doing it, some people, they're all, that's, you know, 1 hour, that's enough. But no, that's based on that, okay? Small collections, middle collections, the great collection is based on that, how much you do. How we are doing? Tired? So then after that I will stop, yeah, so that's good.
The eons kind of puzzled me for a while. Like what exactly is an eon? And I read that one eon is considered the time that it takes for our world to come into being and then annihilate itself. Well, what that is equal to one eon. So, countless eons.
Buddhists are, they are really happy when they hear like countless eons. So that makes them very happy. So, you know, they enjoy. You know, they enjoying doing things. They are not like. That's what I'm saying. Like, happy to do. You know, it's not just like. It's like the bodhicitta is like the horse that you ride on, and it takes you to happiness. So that if somebody who has mind, why you don't ride that horse? That's what the Shantideva said. Chanjusim jitashuna dene dera dora. If somebody has mind, why they get discouraged, you know? That's Shantideva said. So anyway, the very good question. So after that, I may not have answer about the eon. Kavas kavajja. Karirin. The universe, the evolution of the universe. Rotated based on four elements: the water, the fire, the wind, and Earth, you know. According to text, you know, this universe is going to disintegrate by fire. And the only desire realms, then maybe some part of form realms, not all of them. So when it's like disintegrated by the wind element, so then all the form realm pretty much, not just desire realm, form realm pretty much also disintegrate. So the formless realm, you know, there's nothing to disintegrate or because there's no form. So the good text to read, it's like Abhidharma Kosha composed by Vasubandhu. Abhidharma Kosha, that's I think translated in English, like, treasure of knowledge. Then, probably chapter number three. So there, you know, you will find how they measure eon, all of that. I used to remember, that part of the brain is dead, not been using last 15 years in America. Now it's gone. So it's kind of fresh. Before in monastery, it's kind of fresh. Because the fear of exam. Not like desire of reaching enlightenment, fear of exam. Kind of fresh. Since I came here, you know, so then it's kind of gone. Don't know where it is. It's not that difficult, so kabaji. So then, you know, like That's like generally speaking, 3-day walk could be done one day. If you put, generally speaking, the people, that's how we, what we say, oh, this will take like 3 days, you know, but it can be done within one day. Could be done within like a couple of hours, is how much effort. So, otherwise, the Milarepa won't reach enlightenment in this very short lifetime. There's no way. If you wait like, not just eon, like 3 limitless eon, this is impossible. Lama Tsongkhapa, one of his students, you know, like Jawa Vyasava, you know, people call him crazy monk, but that's how he appears. He acts like very crazy, but he reached enlightenment within his short lifetime. And, you know, like, and shorter, like, could possible, losum, chesum, you know, like, within 3 years. No, 3 months, one could get enlightenment. See, if someone made Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, so Lama Tsongkhapa teaching has ability to, you know, help someone to reach enlightenment 3 months, not 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 years, 3 months. So if not, you know, so then some like scholar says, no, Milarepa, if Milarepa made Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, he don't have to work that hard. You don't have to work that hard to reach enlightenment. Milarepa made Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. So. But when Lama Tsongkhapa was there, Milarepa was not there. So, losum chusum. So, it's all about heart power, the willpower. So because of the heart power, willpower, bodhisattva, they don't mind to stay in samsara eons and eons, they don't mind. They're staying there happily. So I'll stop now here. I'll stop. So, also, you are power tired. I need to go to pee. Javalozan Tabaya Tembajur and Bachuro Chumdetejabrazo, for your health and, you know, not just physical, also, you know, well-being of your mind and well-being of your physical body, okay? And Sesatimirin, Benduya yola chazalom namo bangawa de begaze guru benduya tambara za yata danga da ara de sa meza muda te adon begaze begaze ma begaze begaze ranza za monga de zom namo bangawa de begaze guru benduya tambara za yata danga da ara de sa meza muda te adon begaze begaze ma begaze begaze ranza za monga de zom namo bangawa de begaze guru benduya tambara za yata danga da ara de sa meza muda ya te adon begaze begaze ma begaze begaze ranza za monga de so Om namo bhagavate aparamita yunjana sumbhane siddhatmdala zaya tatangata arahate samyasam budayate adam bune bune mahabune aparamita bune aparamita bune jana sumbharupasate om savasamkara parachite dhammate gangata samkante sabava pishite mahanaya parayavarese om namo bhagavate aparamita yunjana sumbhane siddhatmdala zaya tatangata arahate samyasam budayate adam bune bune mahabune aparamita bune aparamita bune jana sumbharupasate om savasamkara parachite dhammate gangata samkante sabava pishite mahanaya parayavarese om namo bhagavate aparamita yunjana sumbhane siddhatmdala zaya Tata kataya arahate samya sambudaya teyatam pune pune mahapune aparamita pune aparamita pune jana. Sombar roba zide om savasam kara parashite damade gangana samkane sambava pishite mahane parivare so. Chomde de tishijam rajamayantaba zubetane tse pumba zumbantaba chasano chundo jato chomde tishijam rajamayantaba zubetane. Shinje zulto jala chasano chundo jato jawa lama dhamba chomde tishijam rajamayantaba zubetane gombo yobadume kona chasano chundo jato jato. Om dhumso om dhumso om amita ayundade so. Namo ratnataya namaya jana sagara piruza na chuvaranza ya namasava tata kata de arata be samyasa buddhi be namaya wa loki tisharaya buddhi sataya maha sataya maha kata nika ya teyatum dada dada diri diri duru duru iti viri tali 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 kusumi kusumi wale ili mili siddhi sada abana ya suwa namo ratnataya namaya jana sagara piruza na chuvaranza ya tata kata namasava tata kata be arata be samyasa buddhi be namaya wa loki tisharaya buddhi sataya maha sataya maha kata nika ya teyatum dada dada diri diri duru duru iti viri tali 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 kusumi kusumi wale ili mili siddhi sada abana ya suwa namo ratnataya namaya jana sagara piruza ᱱᱚ ᱪᱩᱣᱟᱨᱟ ᱛᱟᱭ ᱛᱟᱛᱟ ᱠᱟᱫᱟ ᱱᱟᱢᱟᱥᱟᱣᱟ ᱛᱟᱛᱟ ᱠᱟᱫᱟᱢ ᱵᱮ ᱟᱨ ᱦᱟᱫᱮ ᱵᱮ ᱥᱟᱢᱭᱟ ᱥᱟᱢ ᱵᱩᱫᱮ ᱵᱮ ᱱᱟᱢᱟ ᱟᱭᱟᱣᱟ ᱞᱚᱜᱤ ᱛᱮ ᱥᱟᱨᱟ ᱵᱩᱫᱤ ᱥᱟᱫᱟ ᱢᱟᱥᱟ ᱛᱟᱭ ᱢᱟ ᱠᱟᱨᱟ ᱱᱤᱜᱟ ᱛᱮ ᱟᱫᱚᱢ ᱫᱟᱨᱟ ᱫᱟᱨᱟ ᱫᱤᱨᱤ ᱫᱤᱨᱤ ᱫᱩᱨᱩ ᱫᱩᱨᱩ ᱤᱴᱤ ᱵᱤᱡᱮ ᱛᱟᱞᱮ ᱛᱟᱞᱮ ᱴᱟᱥᱟ ᱴᱟᱥᱟ ᱫᱚ ᱠᱩᱥᱩᱢᱮ ᱠᱩᱥᱩᱢᱮ ᱵᱟᱨ ᱤᱞᱤ ᱢᱤᱞᱮ ᱪᱤᱫᱮ ᱡᱟᱞᱟ ᱟᱵᱟᱱᱟ ᱭᱟ ᱥᱚ ᱟ ᱪᱟᱡᱚ ᱥᱮᱱᱡᱚ ᱨᱮ ᱵᱟᱡᱟ ᱢᱟᱡᱟ ᱵᱟᱱᱟ ᱡᱮ ᱵᱟᱱᱟ ᱢᱟ ᱠᱚᱱᱮ ᱵᱚᱫᱚ ᱢᱮ ᱫᱚᱭᱮ ᱱᱟᱣᱟᱨ ᱵᱟᱡᱟ ᱢᱟᱡᱟ ᱠᱩᱥᱤᱭᱟ ᱠᱚ ᱛᱚᱜᱟ ᱵᱮ ᱪᱚᱫᱚ ᱢᱮ ᱱᱟ ᱠᱟᱭ ᱛᱚ ᱛᱟᱫᱟ ᱡᱮ ᱡᱮ ᱫᱚᱥᱚᱱ ᱫᱟᱨᱮ ᱵᱟ ᱛᱚᱱᱤ ᱡᱮ ᱡᱟᱱᱛᱚ ᱞᱟ ᱫᱮᱱ ᱡᱟᱦᱚ ᱞᱚ ᱛᱚᱱ ᱛᱚᱯᱟᱭ ᱛᱮᱢ ᱵᱟ ᱡᱩ ᱛᱮᱢ ᱵᱟ ᱡᱩ ᱭᱟ ᱛᱮᱱ ᱪᱚ ᱢᱮ